and Ghislaine Maxwell?
I think it's important to know there are three banks, very large banks, Morgan, JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America and another bank, Mellon in New York. All three of them did not, within the regulations or requirements, within 60 days of those transactions by Epstein, report those transactions. They're, again, require within 60 days. Amy, they waited until he was arrested in 2019. We're not talking about 100 or 200, over 4,000 transactions amounting to $1.5 billion. It is important and critical to understand who was involved directly in the human trafficking of young women.
3 seconds.
Who, again, enabled it.
Democratic Congressmember Rashida Tlaib, I want to thank you for being with us, of Michigan, the only Palestinian-American member of Congress. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. It's now 9 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to Pinckney Hall. I'm Kenny Joe. I'll be with you for the next hour or so, warming you up for Zombo, who will be in at 10 o'clock. The song you just heard was by The Call. The name was The Walls Came Down. I don't know, for the original LP song was on, Garth Hudson, the keyboard player. Let's call him an organ player. That's what he was, that played with the band for many years. And in fact, at one point was, I think, the last surviving member of the band, even though he was he was older than the rest of the members. So what we're going to do for the rest of today is we're going to play songs that have prominent organ parts. Almost all of them, I think, will be Hammond B3s, an instrument that was, I don't know, invented 30s, 40s, I don't know when, but it had a it really swept through popular music in the 60s and 70s. So it'll be a lot of that stuff. Plus, we're going to play a couple of jazz cuts. We have we're going to hear from a prominent Pittsburgh jazz organist who passed recently. We're also going to hear from Jimmy Smith, who was usually given credit for popularizing the Hammond B3. And what else am I going to tell you? Well, you're going to hear from Garth Hudson again, because we're going to play a band cut. And I'm not sure what he's playing, but I guarantee you it is not a B3. Okay, so before we do that, let me tell you about a couple of things here. Did you know that nearly 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger? That's one out of every five children. Feeding America is a nationwide network of local food banks, together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion meals to people in need. With your help, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks can help fill the fridges of children and families who need it most. Visit feedingamerica.org to find your local food bank and learn how you can help solve child hunger. Because together, we can solve hunger. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and WRCT. And let's see, we'll get a medical PSA in here for you too. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Oh, Kenny Joe often has speech difficulty. Don't worry about that. Well, maybe you should worry about it. Okay, then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, and that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and WRCT. Okay, up next, we are going to play a song from the aforementioned Jimmy Smith, and then we will we'll hit some oldies, and for a while, and I don't know, everything will go downhill from Jimmy Smith, but don't let that stop you from listening. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, it was in our first set of organ music, we started it off with Jimmy Smith doing the version of Jumpin' the Blues that was on his Midnight Special release. Then we had a song that some people may vaguely remember. It was by Dave Baby Cortez. That was Rinky Dink. Dave had he had his moment of fame. He had two big hits with his organ. The first one was the Happy Organ, and then all that came out in 62, I believe, and also in 62 he followed it up with Rinky Dink, which also charted. And as far as I know, that was the first record featuring a Hammond B3 that turned out to be a bestseller. I should also mention that that song, if you do recognize it, you might recognize it as the theme song of a former radio oldies DJ who for a while went by the name of Rinky Dink and later changed it to R.D. Summers. Summers was not his real name. He had one of these multisyllabic last names popular in some of the Euro-American tribes, which I can't remember at all. Anyhow, enough about Dave Baby Cortez and R.D. Summers. And then we had Booker T and the MGs doing Green Onions. Also a big hit. We're bringing you all the big hits today. Well, not all of them, but maybe two or three of them. Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do here now? Maybe we'll just play some more music and do the announcements later.
Yeah. You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
That last song was The Doors, Break On Through. That was the cut number one off their first album. Yeah, who needs a great guitar player, right? As long as you got that organ there. Before that, well, as a matter of fact, before that was Procol Harum doing the Puzzling a Wider Shade of Pale. Nice organ piece there. And we started the set off with The Animals doing House of the Rising Sun, another group that showed that you, if you got a good organ player and a good organ, you don't need a really flash guitar player. Okay, what I'm going to do now is tell you about some other shows here on WRCT. Well, we'll give you some classic WRCT shows. First of all, let me tell you about the Saturday Light Brigade. The Saturday Light Brigade features a blend of acoustic music, puzzles, on-air phone calls, community interviews, and live performances from youth and adults, all in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Tune into the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 to noon at WRCT Pittsburgh. And then on Fridays, oh, today is Friday, we have Zombo in Your Brain. It's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., straddling the noon hour. Okay. That'll do it for promos. What do we got coming? Oh, here we go. We got some more organ music. Fancy that.
Thank you.
Setting on one of the CD trays is not what Kenny Joe expects. Okay, let me tell you what was in the, that last set of three songs. Only one had a Hammond B3 in it. First of all, we had the band doing Chest Fever. the organ there, a listener informs me, was produced by Lowry. Obviously... sounds very different than what you got from Hammond. Nice intro there to Chest Fever. Garth Hudson was the keyboard player. He was, let's just say he was about the only person in that band that was able to stay above the drama. And he had a long career after the band, too. Okay. Then we had... Deep Purple with John Lord. That was the one song in the set that had the Hammond B3 in it. Doing Highway Star, as you probably noticed, that was at 45. And then, last but not least, we had Quintron. And I have no idea what organ Quintron was playing. I'm sure it wasn't a Hammond, but that was... had to play that because it was came off of a CD. Are you ready for an organ solo? And I was ready for an organ solo. The name of the song was Teenage Antoinette. Antoinette in this case is Ernie Cadeau's Ernie Cadeau's wife and the proprietor of the Mother-in-Law Lounge in New Orleans. And last I heard, it was... still operating in some function with the help of Quintron and his partner, Miss Pussycat. So, okay, there's something I owe you. I know, an underwriting script. Okay, here we go. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. That would be between Atwood and Oakland. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. Okay, for the final set here, we're going, well, first of all, let me tell you that August is going to be a rough month for Kenny Joe. His wanderlust has really peaked, and I'll be lucky to be here. Well, I'm going to be here for two or three shows. I think there may be five Saturday. I don't know. Anyhow, the important thing is I'm not going to be here next week, but I'll try to dig up a old Pinckney Hall show for your listening pleasure. Now, for the next set, we're going to play. First, we're going to start off with a tune by Lonnie Smith, Dr. Lonnie Smith, who was a great Pittsburgh jazz organist, one of these many musicians who, for one reason or another, don't quite get the recognition they deserve. We're going to play a tune by him, and if we got time, we'll play one last organ song. Thank you.
then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Okay, that short set was started off with Dr. Lonnie Smith doing. You'd think I'd learned by now. Lonnie Smith doing Up Jump Spring off of the LP by the same name, followed by The Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That's going to do it for me. As I mentioned, I will.